Today is Monday, January the 25th, 2016. My name is Adam. Hello, everybody. How are you doing? I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So, what's going on? I listened to, I edited last week's podcast, and I had all this background hissing and everything else, and I couldn't get rid of it completely. I thought, oh, you sound kind of, stuffy. I added a different filter that I'm not sure of. So I decided, I'm going to invest my money in a compressor limiter thingamabob. So basically what that does is the limiter part will get rid of excess background noise. And the compressor part will make all of my everything kind of the same level. So if I talk quiet, you know, it'll kind of bring that up. If I talk really loud, it'll bring that down. So anyway, I did some searching and I found one. So that's one thing that I did. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about today, a couple of things really. So I've been wanting to change my phone. I love my phone and I get really attached to things. I get really, really, really attached to things. But I've had this Nexus, Google Nexus 5, I believe is what it is. I've had it for a couple of years now, and it was a gift from Mark, and I love it. I love the size. I love the material that it's made out of. It's like this not slick. It's plastic, but it's not slick. It's like rubberized plastic or something. I'm not sure. And anyway, I like everything about it. It's got wireless charging. It has NFC, it has all of these things that I really like, but it's gotten really slow, like really, really, really slow. And I'm having issues with the various antennas. I don't know if that's a phone issue or if it's just an issue with, you know, phones in general. But basically when I'm on my internet, my home internet, it will not use LTE no matter what for data. And sometimes my home router has issues, so it'll be connected to the home Wi-Fi, but it will not be connected to the Wi-Fi for whatever reason is not getting an internet signal, and my phone has no data. I'll go into a store that has Wi-Fi and it connects automatically and then my LTE doesn't work, but maybe I'm not getting internet because you have to go into a login page or something like that. Anyway, it's just annoying. It's annoying little things. And then the other day, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, I dropped the phone and broke the screen. This is the first screen that I have ever broken on a phone. And it cracked all the way up the middle, and it's got spider webby cracks on the bottom right corner. So I've been using it for maybe 3 weeks with this cracking. So I decided that I'm gonna give in and get a new phone. The problem is I don't really like any of the current phones that are available. All the Google phones, they removed the wireless charging. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, they've got fast charging now and, you know, no big deal. You don't need to do wireless charging because you've got fast charging and in 15 minutes you can charge the battery all the way to full. No big deal. Well, the thing is, I bought these wireless charging docks that are kind of at an angle and they're perfect for watching. You know, if you want to watch a TV show or a movie or something like that, you can sit it. I've got one on my nightstand and then one at the office at work. And anytime I watch video while I'm working at work, and most people think I'm on some kind of web conference or something. They always come up to me, are you on a call? Are you on a call? You know, and I'm like, you know, they make that phone up to their ear kind of symbol. And I'm like, no, I'm not on a call. But anyway, so, you know, the new Nexus phones, they've removed the wireless charging and the camera has a little hump, you know, so it's not flat. And that's mainly it is the wireless charging. But also because my carrier doesn't have that phone, so I would just have to outright pay for it. And it's not cheap. I think they're anywhere between $600 and $800 and, for the big one. And so Google has gone way up in their prices on their smartphones. Anyway, so I didn't want one of those. I'm going with the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Note 5. I'm not sure if it has Galaxy in front of it. And, you know, the form factor is okay. I mean, it's pretty much the form factor of all phones, iPhone, Nexus, like all of them now. They're about the same dimensions, curved corners. I don't like the fact that it has a slick back. The plastic is slick. I really like the rubberized plastic, but I'm going to live with that. But other than, you know, the form factor, I love everything else. The screen is really nice. It's got pretty good amount of storage. I believe it has NFC. It has fast wireless charging. And anyway, it's got a pen that I'll probably never do anything with. But I even though I think the Edge is a little bit sexier, it's harder to find cases for the Edge. And for those of you who don't know, that's the Edge 6 or whatever, the Galaxy Edge. And basically, the edges of the screen are curved. And they have a couple of little things that you can display on the Edge. So, like, if you're laying in bed and you want to see the time, it will display a clock in the Edge or, you know, things like that. Anyway, so I went to the store and, well, no, first, it was really complicated, like really complicated, because I have this phone that I got 2 years ago. Because through my work, we get this BYOD discount. And the BYOD discount is 80% off of the bill. And I decided I do not want my like dick pics from people on the same phone as like my work emails. I don't even want that to get mixed up. But because what happens if I get confused and I send an email from the wrong account or, you know, whatever. I didn't want it on there. So I was like, you know, it's cheaper with this discount to get two phones or two lines than it is with the one line that I have right now without the discount. So I ended up getting a second line and I got a HTC One M8, but I hated the M8. I don't know why. I just didn't like it. It was too heavy. The back was really, really slick, like really slick. It would slide out of your hand. And the interface, the interface that they did on top of Android for those HTCs, I didn't like that. It wasn't familiar. It's not something that I'd used before. So it ended up sitting basically in a box, not being used for 2 years, and I was paying for it. So I was like, okay, what I'm going to do, I need to keep the two lines because I want to keep the BYOD discount, but I do not want the BYOD shit on my personal phone. So I was like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and do the trade-in because I thought I was still had a couple of payments left on the M8. And so I went online and I was, you know, going through all the process and everything. I was like, you know what, I'm going to get the Note 5. So I selected it and all that. And I got almost all the way to the end and it didn't tell me anything about sending back the other phone. And I was really worried because I was like, I really think that I don't want to have to pay for this phone plus the old one. So then I called. I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to call them. So I call them. I asked the question. She didn't know the answer to my question. She was like, well, yeah, you know, if you need to do a trade-in, I think they're going to send you a box. If you don't, they just won't send you a box. She's like, it's no big deal. And all this stuff. And she's like, but you know what? It sounds really complicated. Why don't you just go into the store? So then I call the store and I'm asking them the questions and they basically answer all of my questions, but they were like, yeah, it's going to be better for you to come into the store. So I went into the store yesterday, which was Sunday. And I must have gotten the guy who just started that day because every single question that I would ask him, he'd be like, can you hold on just a minute? And, you know, go and disappear somewhere. And I guess he was asking someone, you know, what he's supposed to say. So finally got through the process. And then the one that I wanted was not available. So now they had to order it and they're shipping it to my house. So who knows? So So by the next time I record this podcast, I will have a new phone. I'll try to give everyone an update on that phone, but it has been the biggest nightmare. And that was one of the things I wanted to get done this weekend. The other thing I wanted to get done this weekend was my taxes. I just wanted to get my taxes done because I wanted to get them out of the way. No big deal. And so I went online and I went to TurboTax, which is what I use. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get this done. This was Saturday. And it was on, I had a list. I just had this list of things that I wanted to get done. And I start to do the electronic import of my W-2 because I did it online through my company. They have this service and you say, yes, I want to receive my W-2 online. And that's how you get it. But I couldn't remember my PIN because it's been a year since I did this. So I said, okay, email me, forgot my PIN, email me, blah, 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 you know, and they email you a secret passcode, and then you put that in. Well, then they wanted you to reset your PIN. So I tried to do it, and it said a combination of letters and numbers, uppercase and lowercase, and it has to be at least 4 characters and no more than, I don't know, how many, 16 or something. And so I'm like, okay, I've done this a million times, no problem. I kid you not, I tried this like 15 bajillion times. And it kept saying, error processing PIN. But it wouldn't tell me what the freaking problem was. Like, it wouldn't tell me what I had done wrong. It just kept saying, error processing PIN. And so I had no idea what, you know, what I was doing. And so I tried over and over and over. And I finally had to give up. And I was like, okay. I looked all over their website for a phone number. I couldn't find a phone number. And nobody to help me, you know, nothing to do. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to give up. So today, because it was Monday, I thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do it today because it's Monday. Surely I can at least get a hold of somebody in HR and say, hey, what's the freaking phone number for this tax service that you guys are using? So today during work, you know, I was working. I went in and I was like, okay, I'm going to try again. So I went in and I tried it again and still the same problem. So I just kept trying and trying and trying different pins. I thought, well, I'm just going to try several different pins until I figure out the damn pin that I used last year. It can't be that difficult because, you know, there are a few passwords that I use. I'm one of those people, which is horrible. I shouldn't even admit that to you guys because anyway... So I'm trying, and it is the biggest nightmare. Finally, after like 5 attempts, it basically does that thing where it says, oh, you're locked out. And then magically, it displays a customer service number. It's like they did not want you to know the customer service number. It's nowhere on the website. But after you fail, you know, and all weekend, I was trying not to have that lock thing happen, so I would do it. You know, and then I would try something else and then I would wait an hour or something, you know, because I didn't want it to lock like they do, because then you're screwed. There's nothing else you can do. And I should have just done that all along. So it gives you a customer service number. I call and she's like, oh, well, we moved over to this new website, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I can help you with it. Basically, it ended up that the PIN was some obscure, it's the gross amount of your paycheck, of your last paycheck, with no decimals. That's the PIN. And that's the reason it wouldn't let me reset it, because that is what it has to be. And every time you get a new paycheck, the PIN then switches to the gross amount for that new paycheck. But there's no, you know, it's been a year, and there's nowhere, no help file, no nothing where it says, hey, Adam, remember the PIN number is the gross blah, 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 blah. So she's like, oh, yeah, just go to your pay stub from last time, figure out your gross payment or your gross whatever. And that's going to be the PIN. So I did that, plopped it in there, click sign in, and ta-da, it worked. You know, 3 days later after, and then I go through all that hassle and I owe money. I thought I was going to owe money, but I was kind of hoping I had... I'm in that kind of category where I'm trying to just figure out the amount of taxes I need to pay from each paycheck to just break even. I don't want to do like a lot of people do zero, or they claim zero on their W-2, and I don't want to do that because you get the maximum paycheck, but then you end up owing a buttload of money at the end of the year. It's the other way around. If you do zero and it takes out this huge amount of taxes, and then at the end of the year you get money back. But all that year, you didn't have anything to use. So I'm trying to balance that, and I haven't quite gotten it. But I didn't have to pay too much. It's still annoying, though. I have to send a check to the state. It's crazy. Anyway, so I just had a weekend of getting things done. Took down the Christmas tree. Normal stuff. Gave the dog a bath. I feel very accomplished. So have you guys accomplished anything recently? Gotten any spring cleaning done or did your taxes? Let me know. You can contact me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also listen to me on another podcast, Dubious Intent, over at dubiousintent.com. And you can find other shows like mine, or probably better than this one, over at pride48.com. And I will, I'm going to head out, but I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.